AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama hails implementation of the Iran nuclear deal as well as the release of U.S. prisoners. Let's get more live from White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Tim, three of the five Americans whose release in a swap was announced yesterday, including a Washington Post reporter, have now left Iran. And the president says a fourth's been released while a fifth is already home.
This is a good day because once again we're seeing what's possible with strong American diplomacy.
Obama spoke a day after UN experts certified Iran's dismantled much of its nuclear program, and the U.S. and its allies moved to release tens of billions of dollars in frozen assets. Obama says Iran no longer has enough fuel to make a bomb. But within the last hour, the administration has slapped new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile tests that Tehran carried out in defiance of UN resolutions. Tim?
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with us live. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells ABC's This Week her work while Secretary of State set the tone for the deal with Iran.
This is the kind of smart diplomacy I was proud to be a part of in the first administration of President Obama that we're just going to have to be persistent with.
Clinton will be on stage tonight along with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley for the final Democratic Party presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses. Two people are dead, several others hurt after a pair of tornadoes hit before dawn this morning in counties near Tampa Bay, Florida. Sarasota County spokesman Drew Winchester says one of the twisters hit a condominium complex and a neighborhood on Siesta Key.
There were several folks who were trapped inside one of those homes that was severely damaged earlier this morning, but Sarasota County fire crews were able to remove them from the home, and like I said, they just suffered minor injuries.
The Manatee County Sheriff's Office says a man and his wife are dead after a tornado destroyed their mobile home while they slept. This is AP Radio News. Poultry industry officials and farmers are alarmed about the discovery of bird flu at nine more Indiana farms. Last year, a different virus led to the deaths of about 48 million turkeys and chickens and drove egg prices higher. The New England Patriots are again in the AFC title game after beating Kansas City 27-20. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman says the club played well enough to win.
We could have done better. We didn't score every time we were in the red area. One thing we did well, we had good ball security and we didn't turn the ball over.
They'll face the winner of today's Denver-Pittsburgh contest. In the NFC playoffs, Carolina hosts Seattle today. Panthers center Ryan Khalil says his team's 15-1 regular season is in the past.
I don't think any of that matters, and it doesn't matter previous games before that. What matters is this team, that team, and this Sunday, and who plays better.
The winner will take on the Arizona Cardinals for the NFC title. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.